on for all of us all the time is that there's a gap between our idealized self and our most feared self. And this is mine. So that's my idealized self on my left. On the left. That's not me, by the way, but that's like a very athletic looking, trim, young woman with her happy and well-fed and sustained child doing yoga because she's created enough space in her balanced life to do yoga in her sunny home. And you know, after this, she's probably going to go eat some healthy food and then maybe take the dog for a walk before she has to do work where she'll be making millions. But the reality is more like that. On the right, that's me. Messy, probably running late, probably messing something up or saying something ridiculous and being kind of ragged and all over the place. Now, we all live in a space between our idealized self and our most feared self. And my most feared self, I'm not even going to tell you the full story about because I don't know you well enough. My most feared self has to do with the things that I'm the most passionate about. My most feared self isn't a good mother. My most feared self can't hold a marriage together, having been divorced. My most feared self goes bankrupt, right? Those are some of the things, and more, about like my worst case scenario. Now, those things they're not real. I'm not those most feared things, but I'm also not my idealized self. I'm not the yoga mom. And so I create better connection in my community when I show up as who I am, which is somewhere on the spectrum in between my idealized self and my most feared self. Unfortunately, for many of us, myself included, we get really caught up in the middle of perfectionism. With each other, we try to show up as our idealized self because of our fear of disconnection. So we worry very, very hard to have the words be just so. We show a cultivated picture of ourselves on social media, right? We tell people part of the story, but not the whole story, keeping ourselves a little bit away from the real connection that we crave. And I think of it this way: comparison is a dead-end road to shame, which is the feeling of not being enough and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Comparison comes up in community when we're in conflict, because we are often comparing ideas and whose idea is right. And oftentimes, we get really snagged in the rightness of our belief or our idea or in the perfection of it or in the perfection of who we are. And it's not the whole story. Because just like people aren't perfect, neither are our ideas, right? Or ideologies, or points of view. They're not perfect, even though we pretend that they are.